Welcome to our meditation on Holy Saturday. Start by taking some deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose. And this time, close your eyes as you breathe out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spend these first few moments just resting in God's presence. Today we will focus on doubt and anxiety. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Spend some time now meditating on doubt and anxiety and how we can overcome it. Think of all the doubt and anxiety the apostles and the holy women must have felt on this Holy Saturday. We know that Jesus is going to be resurrected from the dead tomorrow. We know of the joy of Easter. But for them, living in the moment, they didn't know about it. They thought that Jesus had been defeated and conquered by death.
God always works things out for the best.
And even though we don't always know how he's going to do it, we have to trust that he will. Now, let's take a moment to think of a time where we refused to place our trust in God, where we intentionally didn't allow him to comfort us, and intentionally felt doubt and anxiety. Doubt and anxiety isn't sinful. It's natural, it's human. What's sinful is when we choose doubt and anxiety over trust in God. When we deliberately feel doubt and anxiety instead of trusting in God. Think think of a time like this. Let's humbly ask God for his forgiveness now. Oh my God, I thank you for loving me. I am sorry for all my sins, for not loving others and not loving you. Help me to live like Jesus and not sin again. Amen. Now, let's spend a moment asking the Holy Spirit to remove doubt and anxiety from our hearts and replace it with trust and genuine hope in God. Whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you so much for journeying with me this Lent. It's been really special. I hope you've had a holy Lent and have a very happy Easter.